Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, I'm super excited to be coming live onto my page. It's been a while since I've done the live here, and so it's super great to be back. But I have someone really special with me today, and this is none other than Brandon Hurst. So many people know him as the go-to for amazing WordPress websites, for technology like hiccups and everything that can go wrong and integrations. He comes in and supports me, my team, and tons of other people inside of the Social Click, SMU. He's been an amazing, like, absolute godsend. I'm serious, in our business. And so I'm super excited that we get to just spend some time talking with him a little bit today. Brandon, welcome.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I'm so excited.
Thanks for the great words.
For sure. It's all true. So one of the things that's really powerful is if you share a little bit about your story, because I think it's really neat when people hear kind of what you used to do and how you transitioned into full-time, basically being the go-to website builder, tech support. I mean, you do a lot. You're almost like a Swiss Army knife for tech. So can you share a little bit of your journey?
Yeah, definitely. So I started out in more of the technical field with like cars and that kind of stuff, and started teaching, doing all that kind of stuff out of school. I used to teach mobile electronics. So I really got into more of the tech side of cars. But I mean, back when I was 14, I started creating websites, and that was always kind of just a passion project that I always worked on. Got tired of teaching and really wanted to focus more on something I could just continue to grow in and build. Because I thrive in the kind of environment where I can take something and just continue to grow. Whenever I hit that spot where I'm like steady, I never feel comfortable just staying steady. I always like growing further. So I started my business, started out doing part-time while still teaching, quickly moved into full-time, and just I've been doing full-time for the past 2 years, and it's been going really great. I kind of focus a lot on web design, and then also, like you said, the technical support side of things. I love doing integrations and automations and seeing how everything works properly with it. I'm currently building out a team to work with me as well. So I went from just being myself part-time, doing it for fun, full-time, and now I'm working on building out my team, which is awesome, and I love that.
That's amazing. So for those of you who don't know, Brandon is the genius behind our new website. I'll pull up the link so you guys can check it out later. But this website was, it was a project, and I definitely came in with some ideas of what I wanted, but at the same time, it was hard to articulate what I wanted it to look like. Can you share a little bit about what that process was like behind the scenes of building it out and everything? That would be amazing.
Yeah, definitely. So when with your site, you did have a little bit of an idea of where you wanted to go because you're really good at storytelling. But one thing, I've worked with you on different projects, so I kind of know your brand and what you like and how your personality really shows through a lot of what you do. So I took basically your idea and then moved forward with and put your personality into the site. So I built out the different sections. You have different entry points to your businesses to where it goes from either if they want to be a one of your clients, or if they want to work with like the social media on United, or if they want to learn it, all that. So what we did is just really developed all the different entrance points to it, and then created more of a homepage for all your services. And that's kind of how we pulled everything together while still keeping your personality to let that really shine through more with a personal brand.
And I think that was really key. And that was one of the things I always get nervous with whenever I bring someone in any part of my brand. I'm like, are they going to try to make me look or feel way too corporate? Because while I can speak to a corporate audience, you know, my personality is very goofy. It's like sassy and crazy, and like that has to shine through. And so for me, it was amazing to see this. And I think we had like almost no revisions. The first draft was amazing, and we were absolutely blown away. It up-leveled our entire brand. But you do more than just website builds, not just for some people, an entire career. You do a lot more besides website builds and more than just WordPress. Can you share a little bit with us about some of your skill sets?
Yeah, so I love doing automations and integrations. The thing is, a lot of people think they can just build a website and then let it be and let it sit out there. But I mean, just like if you buy, you get a car, you're gonna have to do some kind of maintenance on it. You always got to get your oil changed, do all that other fun stuff. But with a website, there's software that's continuously being updated. WordPress is a huge platform, and about 30% of the web uses it. So there's a ton of different entry points for like plugins and themes and all that kind of stuff that continuously gets updated for the latest like security features out there. So one of the things you have to do is always make sure that that software gets updated, but then make sure that it still works and plays nicely with other things. So one of the things I like to do is work with my clients on a continuing basis to make sure everything gets updated properly, and then they never have to worry about it. I mean, with like your site, it's, you really ever have to go into the backend. I don't even know if you've logged into the backend since we built it out for you, but it's like everything continually gets updated. We handle all the blog posts, getting those posted, handle basically all the software and make sure there's no like viruses or malware or anything like that on it. It's just, it's that's the kind of stuff I like to do. And then the automation side of things, I kind of geek out with different automation setups where it's like, oh my gosh, I can make this, and this do that without having to ever touch it, which is awesome. So that's the kind of stuff I like to focus with.
So it's really, would you say, most beneficial for someone who's scaling their business, not necessarily for the starting out entrepreneur, it's for someone who has an established business and wants to ultimately grow, whether it's in their branding or in their automations and the ability to scale without, like you said, touching every single manual part of the process, right?
Yeah, definitely. My whole goal is to make it so you don't have to think about it. If you say you want something new on your site, you can give me a brief little overview of what you want, and then it's handled. So I like really working with those teams to get everything set up for them so they don't have to focus on the stuff they're not really good at, and so they can just really excel at the things they are good at.
One of the things that's been really helpful for us is knowing that anytime you see something where you're like, oh, this doesn't quite look right, or hey, I have a suggestion for you, you're going to bring it to me and my team. What are some of the most common, like, overlooked setups that you see? What is something that you see in most entrepreneurs? I don't want to say like in their back end, but like on the back end of their business, where do you see the most errors?
The most kind of errors I typically see is when someone's trying to do everything themselves. I work with this stuff on a daily basis on numerous different sites, so I know different things that can connect to it and make your life easier, but then also make sure it's up to date. There's a lot of like premium style plugins out there that do require licenses. So a lot of people, they'll once buy it one time and then forget about it. A lot of what I do though is if I build a website or if they're on one of my technical support plans, they get premium licenses covered into it, so they never have to think about it. Like, I mean, you have, I believe, around 6 different premium licenses on your website, but you didn't know that because it's just one of the things I cover with that. So you're getting the higher end plugin setups without really having to worry about it because it's handled for you, and I make sure everything's working properly.
I love that so much. Now let's talk a little bit about, I know what I experienced when I was ready for a new website. I knew we had built up my previous website just like a quickly thrown together funnel, and then there was iterations of it. We had some good iterations, but at the same time, it was still a funnel, and that introduced its own set of challenges. When do you feel like someone's ready to start up leveling their brand, and what are the signs that they're feeling the pain points of not having kind of that, you know, that beautiful website? Tell me a little bit about that process.
The pain points that I typically run across are ones who want something that looks a little nicer, obviously, but then when they feel like they have just a bunch of different things and they all are trying to tie it together, it's just, it starts becoming a little bit more overwhelming to the point where they don't want to update themselves. They don't want to try to make this work with this and this work with that to get it to do the functionality that they want to. Because if you're wasting your time on a website and you don't know about it, you're wasting all that energy on stuff you could be focused on and excelling your business. So if you feel like anytime you're frustrated when you're trying to update anything or frustrated when you're logging into anything, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be focusing on the other things that you're good at and you're happy to do.
What you just shared was key, Brandon, and I think this is going to be really helpful for anyone listening. I knew from the beginning I bootstrapped my business, but that meant that there was a lot of things that I had no business touching that I had to figure out at least to a little bit of capacity. But at the same time, every time that I ever touched WordPress or my website, like I wanted to just throw my computer out the window. And that was one of those things early on where I was like, as soon as we can, I want to outsource this. But at the same time, you want to make sure, am I giving this to someone that I really, really trust, that's safe, that's, a place where I know I'm not going to be taken? Because that's actually a real fear that people have. Have you heard those nightmare stories a little bit?
All the time. I get people that come to me and was like, oh yeah, my last web developer, I don't know what I was paying them for, but I was paying for something. And when it went down, it'd take them 2 weeks to get it up. Your website went down last year, and it was something where like I had it done within that day. So I was able to get it back up. There's people out there that they know the basics of it, but doesn't necessarily have the go-to or attitude to figure it out, and they'll just keep prolonging it. One of the things I run across a lot of time is they'll say, yeah, I give something out to someone, they couldn't figure it out, so they said, I'm sorry, I don't know what to do. I have the kind of mentality that I will get it done, I will figure it out, even if it's going to take me all night, because that's just how I feel. People pay me to keep their website up and running properly, and if it goes down, I want to make sure that I'm taking care of them.
And one of the things that's crazy about the experience from last year is Brandon was in charge of managing my site, but on a completely unrelated note, we had this other site where, I don't know, there was some like security breach in a plugin or something, and someone hacked a secondary site that was hosted on the same, I feel like I'm not saying the right word, but it might be, a secondary site, and then they installed malware across our entire server. Does that sound right?
Yeah. So basically it was just an old website that was on your server, but that didn't really have to do anything with your current website. But since that plugin was outdated, it was compromised, and then it affected the entire server. So that kind of stuff is another thing that a lot of people seem to forget about. Like every time I log into websites, backends, I check out like the file management system that they're working with. And it's like, oh yeah, new site, old site, old site, old site. Yep. And then those are just forgot about. So that really puts a flaw in the security for it too.
I'll never forget that morning. I was getting all these messages from people. They're like, your website's down, Rachel, your website's down. And I was about to go into a full day, like 9 hours of training. And I was like, I said to the team, just contact Brandon. He'll know what to do. And that's been really amazing. You've been a resource for me, my team, and for so many people in the Social Click, inside of Social Media United, in all my programs. We know that you're a trusted resource. So I know there's probably some people who are watching or listening to this and saying, that's exactly what I need. If someone's like, I need just an audit, can you tell me what I need to do for security? Or I need to take a look at some of the plugins that I'm using. Or maybe they're even considering a facelift of their existing website. Where can they learn more about you?
So if anyone is curious about like if their website's safe or secure, I do have a freebie that they can go ahead and download. If they just go to behurst.com/safe. That will make it so they can just put their email address in, and I'll send them a PDF file, and then you'll get information on ways to, one, back up your website by yourself. So if you don't necessarily have the funds or are ready to bring me on currently, you can do that yourself. And then also it gives you the opportunity to just double check your plugins, double check the things that you should be looking for, and making sure that everything is backed up safe and secure.
I love that so much. And if someone wants to just contact you in general, where's the best place for them to find you?
They can either go to behurst.com or they can message me on Facebook. I'm really responsive with Facebook Messenger, so that works great.
I'm the same way. I love Facebook Messenger, but don't tell everyone. I guess we're like talking about this live, so that probably wasn't a good idea. But at the same time, just so you guys know, Brandon is a safe resource. He's been incredible for us, not just in building out our website, but also making sure that we're safe and secure. And whenever the attacks happen on our website, which does happen from time to time, we know that he's got it. And so he's been our incredible go-to for tech. And so I'm so happy to have you here. Brandon, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll catch you guys later. Have such a good night. And be sure to share this with someone who may need some support on their website and or their tech integrations and setup. I will catch you guys later. Bye.
Changing.